Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Las Vegas. It's so much more than just a city.
It's a feeling. It's that feeling of excitement when you spot the lights of the Strip out the airplane window.
It's that feeling of awe as you stroll down the boulevard, taking in the sights and sounds.
And it's that feeling of satisfaction, knowing that you're in the greatest city in the world.
Tens of millions of people share that feeling every year.
And I'm just one of them. Here to take you to the world-famous Vegas Strip
and beyond.
My name is Jeff, and this is Jeff Does Vegas. I want to begin by hitting you with a couple of fun facts about podcasts. Did you know that the average podcast lifespan is 174 days, or just shy of 6 months? Most people who start a podcast actually end up quitting that podcast before they even reach episode number 8. And it's estimated that of the millions of podcasts that are out there, almost half of those podcasts have 3 or fewer episodes. Now, by contrast, the podcast you're listening to right now, Jeff Does Vegas, I've been doing this podcast for over 5 years. And since launching it back in January of 2019, I've been releasing content on a very regular basis, almost weekly, as a matter of fact, other than a few short breaks here and there, almost weekly since 2019. I've got in the library a total of 220 plus episodes. That includes all the bonus episodes and special episodes as well. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of fun. I have greatly enjoyed doing this podcast. It has given me opportunities to do things that I otherwise never would have been able to do and meet people whom I otherwise never would have been able to have met. But I've been giving it a lot of thought lately, and I feel that it is time to put a lid on it and move on. Therefore, this episode of Jeff Does Vegas, episode number 180, will be the final official episode of the show. Now, there was a part of me that wanted to just fade away, disappear, stop releasing material entirely. But I felt that I owed it to you guys, as listeners of the podcast, to explain my reasoning behind this decision. You guys have become more than just listeners to me. You've become a community. You've become people who I interact with on a very regular basis, whether that's via email or social media or text messages. Some of you have even become very close friends, people who I've actually met and spent time with in Las Vegas. I've had beverages with you. I've had meals with you. I've been to shows with you. Therefore, as I say, I felt I owed an explanation to all of you as to why now was the time I wanted to bring this all to a close. So the question of why I've decided that now is the time to wrap this up and close down the Jeff Does Vegas podcast is not an easy question to answer, but I'll do my best here for you to share some of those reasons. First of all, it kind of feels like I have lost my passion for this podcast. It's not that I've lost my passion for Vegas. That's not even close to true. I still love keeping up with what's going on in the city, and I love watching videos about Vegas and reading books about Vegas and studying Vegas history, all of that kind of stuff. I certainly still want to continue to visit the city. I love visiting Las Vegas. I know it hasn't been as often lately as I would like it to have been for various reasons. So I still love the city. I'm just not into doing a regular release podcast about the city right now. And part of that comes from what I feel like is the inability to come up with quality content to put out. And the key word there again is quality. It wouldn't be hard for me to just slap together episodes and release them for the sake of releasing them. But by doing that, I feel like I would be disappointing myself for not reaching the level of quality that I have set for myself. I've set a pretty high bar when it comes to quality for my podcast. And I feel like I would also be disappointing you guys as listeners by just slamming out material for the sake of slamming it out. I was finding it more and more difficult as I would brainstorm ideas for topics. Nothing was meshing. I just couldn't think of anything that was worth putting out. And even when I would try to find guests that I could bring on the podcast, I was finding that a lot of them just either I couldn't find people that fit in where I wanted them to, or the people that I was finding just didn't live up to what I was expecting. So I just thought, no, I don't want to continue to put stuff out for the sake of putting it out. The other thing too, is that over the course of the last 200 plus episodes, I've covered a lot of material on this podcast. I've talked to a lot of different people. I've had a lot of conversations, and I don't want to say that I have done it all, but I was often finding that when I would think, oh, this would be a really good idea to talk to, I'd go back in my notes and look at past episodes and discover that, oh, I actually have already covered that. Do I want to go to the trouble of tracking down somebody new to talk about for that topic? Or should I just go ahead and release a From the Vault episode and re-release that previous conversation? Which, if you've been listening as of late, you've noticed I've released several From the Vault episodes of the podcast. That is part of the reason for it. The other thing too is I've been finding lately that creating content for this podcast is starting to feel like work. And I never wanted Jeff Does Vegas to become a full-time gig. This was a passion project. It was a hobby. It was a side gig at best. I thought, you know what? If I can make a little bit of extra cash off of this podcast, just enough to maybe pay for some of my podcast fees or maybe take myself out to a nice dinner when I'm in Vegas, that would be great. And I have managed to do that through advertising that you've heard on the podcast and Patreon memberships and things like that. So there has been that little bit there, but the pressure to pump out content on the basis that I needed in order to compete in the content creator world, again, was just really starting to feel like a job, and it wasn't fun anymore. The other part of it that was starting to feel like a job too was it was almost starting to ruin my Vegas vacations, because when I would go to Vegas, it no longer felt like a vacation. It felt like work. I was making lists before I went of things that I wanted to get shots of, things I wanted to take pictures of, places I wanted to go to take video, attractions I wanted to go visit so I could talk about them on the trip report. I was making lists of restaurants that I wanted to go to. And then once I got to Las Vegas, I was spending more time focused on getting those pictures or getting that video or visiting that place and taking notes about that place or about that meal that I was eating, rather than actually just enjoying it. So again, it was starting to interfere with my enjoyment of the city. It's also starting to feel like the Vegas content creator community has become very, very saturated. There are now hundreds of Vegas content creators out there who are absolutely killing it and putting together amazing material. They are working their asses off out there. But again, there are now hundreds of them. I've been at this for 5 years, and I consider myself to a certain degree kind of an OG in the world of Vegas content creation. But I'm starting to get lost in the shuffle, and I just cannot compete with the full-time creators. And podcasters, to a certain degree, when it comes to this, are really starting to feel like dinosaurs. At least that's how I'm starting to feel. I'm kind of starting to feel on the edge of extinction, if you will. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram Reels, those creators, again, they are absolutely killing it, and all the power to them. They are putting in so much work and having so much success, and that is fantastic for them. But quite frankly, I just don't have the time, the skills, or the knowledge in order to be able to succeed in that space. So I really kind of feel like, as a podcaster and as a person who's been doing this for a long time, it's just time for me to move out and step aside and make way for the next amazing generation of content creators.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've got a lot of thank yous that I want to get into this final episode of the podcast. First of all, to all the guests who have appeared on the show, thank you. I would love to thank all of you individually, name you all individually, but quite frankly, there are just far too many of you. I went back through my notes and checked how many episodes I did where I had interviews. It was 134 episodes with interviews. There were a few repeat guests in there, so I've probably actually talked to roughly 120 to 125 different people on the podcast, which, when I think about it, is just absolutely crazy to me. I've had entertainers, I've had experts, influencers, casino executives, historians, all kinds of guests have made appearances on this show. So again, thank you to all of you. To all the publicists and PR people who made a lot of those interviews happen, I'd like to thank you as well. I know that you guys get hundreds and hundreds of emails on a daily basis from people asking to have your clients appear on their podcasts or do interviews for them. So thank you for taking a chance on some random dude from Canada who emailed you and said, "Hey, I do a podcast about Las Vegas and I'd love to have your client so-and-so on my show." Thank you for helping to make that happen. I also want to thank all my Vegas friends who I so lovingly refer to as my Vegas family. These are people who I met on my various trips down to Las Vegas who welcomed me into their little intimate circle of people. And many of them have appeared on this podcast. They would then introduce me to other people who they knew who would appear on the show, who would then introduce me to other people they knew who would appear on the show. It was like 6 degrees of Vegas entertainment. It was crazy, but it worked out so well. And you guys were so welcoming and so wonderful for allowing me to come into your world and share your stories with me on this podcast. So again, to all of you, I say thank you. To my friends and family who have had to put up with my Las Vegas obsession for the last 5 years, thank you to all of you. Thank you for listening to me yammer on and on about my trips to Vegas and the people that I've talked to and the things that I've done and the shows that I've gone to. Thank you for supporting me in this podcast journey. I know many of you listen. I used to get emails and text messages from friends and family who would say, "Hey, I just caught your last episode and it was really, really cool." Or, "Hey, you should ask them about blah, 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 blah." Or, "Hey, do you have any ideas for this? I heard you went to this. Thank you for telling us about it." So again, thank you all for supporting me over the course of the last 5 years. I really do appreciate it. I want to say a special thanks to my wife, Kim, for being a part of this Vegas podcast journey with me. First of all, for letting me do countless solo trips to Las Vegas. I don't know too many other wives who would let their husbands disappear to Vegas for 2 or 3 days at a time, multiple times over the course of a year, to record podcast interviews and create content for a podcast. So thank you for doing that for me. And thank you for joining me on multiple trips and sharing my passion and obsession for Las Vegas. I'll let you in on a little secret. When I first really started to go to Vegas, Kim was not a massive fan, but the more we went and the more people she got to know and the more welcomed into the same world that I was in, she really started to love it down there. So I was happy that I was able to turn her around, and I'm so happy that she was able to share that passion and obsession with me. And I also want to say to her, thank you for having patience when traveling with me down to Las Vegas. She would be ever so patient while I was trying to take video or take photos or taking notes while we were out eating, or I was checking things. Just patience of a saint. So again, thank you to her for that. And last but certainly not least, I want to thank all of you, the listeners of this podcast. Without you guys listening and downloading the show, there would be no podcast. 5+ years that I've been doing this, over 200 episodes, 275,000 total downloads. It's baffling to me that I started this as just a small hobby, a way of getting my love for Vegas out there, and also just doing something to kind of keep me in the quote unquote radio game. The fact that you guys stuck with this is just incredible to me. You guys as listeners are the ones that kept me coming back to this podcast. And as I said a little bit earlier, just I touched on the fact that as listeners, you guys are more than just listeners to me. You are a community. You're people who interact with me and interact with each other on my social media pages. I've talked to so many of you on Facebook and on Twitter, and I've even had the pleasure of meeting some of you in person and hanging out with you and talking about Vegas and talking about the podcast. And it always just was so amazing to me when somebody would come up and say, "Hey, you're Jeff from Jeff Does Vegas, right?" And it did happen a few times, and it always just kind of caught me off guard a little bit. And then it was like, "Oh, hey, yeah, that's right. I am." And we would have a conversation. And then again, I kept in touch with a lot of you people. I've hung out with a lot of you. Every interaction has so much meaning to me and will stay with me forever. So I thank you all for allowing me into your lives and making this podcast a part of your lives. I cannot say enough. Thank you to all of you. I can't say it enough. Thank you. So the next question on everyone's mind, I'm sure, what's next? What's next for Jeff? Well, I've got a few things on the go. First of all, I am working on a couple of other different podcast projects. Series 2 of Sin City Stories, Vegas True Crime, is coming. I am very happy to be back working with Anthony and Megan Smith from Mayhem in the Desert. If you want to go check out their website, do so, mayheminthedesert.com. There's some very cool stuff up there. We've got another 10 episodes of the podcast in development. We're planning for an October 1st, 2024 launch, so you can be looking forward to that. Series 1 of Sin City Stories Vegas True Crime is still available at sincitystoriespod.com, and wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast, you can find Sin City Stories Vegas True Crime there as well. I've got two other podcast series that I'm developing and writing right now. One is another true crime podcast, which I think is going to be a lot of fun to listen to. I'm really looking forward to putting it together. And the other one is a aviation related podcast. A lot of people may not know this about me, but I am a massive airplane nerd. That is, that's one of my passions as well. So I'm looking at putting together an aviation related podcast, hoping for a fall launch on the true crime podcast that I'm working on and a winter launch for the aviation related podcast. So that's going to be fun. I am also jumping back into the radio game on a somewhat part-time basis. I've got a friend of mine whom I worked with 20 plus years ago when I lived in Saskatchewan. We worked together and we've stayed in touch over the years, and he's been out here to visit us, and we've been out there to visit him and his wife. He lives in the East Coast of Canada. It's been his lifelong dream to own and run a radio station. And that dream is coming true for him. He is launching a brand new small market radio station in the East Coast of Canada. And I've been helping him out with a few different projects, and I'm going to be working with him on a couple of different things on that. So that is going to be so much fun. I did 20 years in the world of radio all across Canada. And the fact that I have this opportunity to kind of get back into it on the periphery is awesome. And the fact that I can help out a friend while doing it is even better. So if I have the opportunity to share details on that at some point, I definitely will. So another question that I'm sure you're probably wondering is, will there be more Jeff Does Vegas content coming down the road? I will never say never, but I would say it's 99.999% unlikely that I'll be releasing any new content. All the old podcast episodes are going to continue to remain on the various podcast platforms that you'd listen on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, or on the website at jeffdoesvegas.com. Those are all going to stay there. The YouTube channel, youtube.com/jeffdoesvegas, that is going to stay active as well. But I'm likely going to be shutting down social media, Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm looking at bringing that down probably by the end of 2024, if not sooner. And you'll likely notice that it's going to become very inactive between now and the end of 2024. So that's where we stand with Jeff Does Vegas content. So I guess that's it. In closing, again, I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart for being along for every step of the journey here as we explored the city of Las Vegas. From the hotels and casinos, to the restaurants, to the attractions, to the shows, to the incredible history, it's been an absolute pleasure to share my favorite place on the planet with all of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the memories. And please be kind and take care of each other. All the best. And that wraps up another episode of Jeff Does Vegas. If you've got feedback on this episode of the show, or any other episode for that matter, or you've got suggestions and ideas for topics you'd like me to cover on the podcast, please feel free to reach out via social media on Facebook, X, or Instagram at Jeff Does Vegas. You can also email me directly at jeff@jeffdoesvegas.com. In the meantime, thanks for checking out the show. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you'll be notified the instant a new episode is released. While you're there, go ahead and rate us and write a review. And don't forget to visit jeffdoesvegas.com for past episodes, show notes, Vegas deals, and more. My name is Jeff, and this has been Jeff Does Vegas, a Walker New Media production.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.